We're all in the same boat. We're just looking for safe crossing points around the area and maybe educating people as to what the safe places are to cross. I've no problem doing that. I've a lot of experience of dealing with crossing points around the country. And I suppose just trying to find a happy medium between the two of us as to how quick we can get this done and where we can put them.
Do councils and government liaise with people like yourselves and bring regulations in? Because it seems when looking at things like crossings and how to position them and how to locate them, advice from people like yourselves should be the first place to go to.
Yeah, look, it doesn't happen enough, definitely not, but I think going forward we need to look forward for the positive side of things and look to change these things. I'm in here today trying to change them from that perspective, so that's a good thing. But I think in the past we definitely need more of an educational view from the people that actually make these moves every day and work with visually impaired people. They know where the safe crossing points should be.